Welcome to the Jason Greger Show podcast. My name is Mark Mageau, and the podcast is brought to you by Lakewood Chevrolet. Are you looking for a better pre-owned buying experience? Lakewood Chevrolet has certified pre-owned vehicles that are fully inspected, warrantied by General Motors, and have a 30-day exchange privilege. That's Lakewood Chevrolet. We have a very special guest in studio who I think it's safe to say has watched more hockey than any of us since 1983 is when he started as a statistician in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. Steve Blewett joins us, who, of course, is now with the Edmonton Oil Kings. Steve, I was told that you've done stats for over 2,200 games in the AJHL and in the WHL.
That's correct, Jason. Thanks for having me here today, too. I really appreciate it. But yeah, it's been a great ride. You know, when I started back in the 80s in the Alberta Junior Hockey League and had the fortune of being with a lot of the different teams that I've been with over the time, and then culminating at the end of my career now with the Edmonton Oil Kings, it's been an incredible ride, a lot of games and a lot of great memories.
So you started in 1983 in Sherwood Park. How do you get in to be just a volunteer statistician?
Well, what happened was, is I was working at a restaurant on the south side of Edmonton, and I was tasked with the responsibility of looking for some trophies that we were going to give out for some awards in our restaurant. And not knowing Edmonton that well at the time, I just happened to look in the yellow pages for a trophy shop on the south side of Edmonton, and I bumped into this trophy shop called the House of Trophies. And
yep.
There was a gentleman there. I walked in, and he was wearing a white, and I still remember to this day, a white Victoria Cougars T-shirt. And I looked at that and I said, well, I grew up in Victoria, and so I was familiar with the Cougars. And his name was Al McDonald, and we just got a chance to start talking. And over time, as I found out, he was involved with the Sherwood Park Crusaders at the time. And he said, you know, if you're not doing anything in your spare time, would you like to do something about stats? And I didn't really know anything about stats, didn't know what it meant to be a statistician. And that's how it all started.
So when you first started with them, what kind of stats did you track?
Initially, at the time, I was doing hits, shots, face-offs, just some of the real basic ones, certainly not like what I do today. So back then, it was certainly a lot more basic. And then I would, at the end of every month, I would do an accumulation of what it was for the month. And then we would actually give out a printout. I used to have to go to the copier and copy all the sheets and then give them out to the players, and they would see how they did for a month. That's how it started.
So you had it out, so the players would kind of get a sense of where they're at.
Yeah.
Now, you did in the Crusaders. You said, how long were you there from 83 till when?
Well, I had two different stints with the Crusaders over my career. So I was there from 83 until the late 80s, and then I was in Fort Saskatchewan for a few years.
With the Traders.
With the Traders. I spent a year as president of the Fort Saskatchewan Traders, actually.
And you did stats while you were president.
While I was president at the same time. Yeah, well, actually, when I joined the Fort Saskatchewan Traders, I was strictly doing stats. And then the next year, they said, how would you like to be the treasurer? I said, okay, I'll be treasurer. And then one thing led from there. And then next thing you know, I was president for a year out there while I was still doing stats. So, yeah, we had a great run one of the years that I was out there. We made it all the way to the finals and lost in six to the Calgary Royals.
Who was your go-to guys for that Traders team?
We had our coach was Gord Galley.
Okay.
George Cochran was the assistant coach. Larry Needham was the general manager.
Okay.
And yeah,
Mike Needham on that team?
He was not on it. It was just... He was down there about 2 years just before I got there. But Mike was a big part of the organization, obviously, before he went on to Kamloops. So that's how I ended up with Fort Saskatchewan. So then I did them. Then I went back to Sherwood Park and joined up again with the Crusaders. And I've been with Sherwood Park, and I've also been with, obviously, Spruce Grove before I got into the...
Yeah, with Steve Hamilton, right?
Steve Hamilton.
And Steve Blewett's joining us, 22 years... 2,200 games as a statistician dating back to 1983. And then you teamed up with Steve Hamilton out there in the AJHL. And then you moved basically when he went to the WHL, you were like a stats guy and you went with him.
Yeah, what happened was is that I was doing stats. We've been with Steve out in Fort Saskatchewan. And then when Steve went to Spruce Grove, I went with Steve out there. I've known Steve since he was the stick boy of the Crusaders way back in the day when his dad Al was coaching in the club. When the last year of us winning the championship in Spruce Grove happened, then I was also at that time one of the off-ice officials for the Edmonton Oil Kings. So I'd been doing that from day one. That's how I initially got in with the Oil Kings, was I was an off-ice official.
Okay.
So I was working as an off-ice official as well as doing stats in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. So I was actually doing both. And then when Steve came over as the assistant coach when the changes were made with the Oil Kings and Derek Laxdal took over and Steve came in. Steve says, well, you know, you've been with me for so many years. Why don't you just come with me and we'll do stats with the Oil Kings as well. And that's how I ended up with the Oil Kings doing stats.
So now you talked about when you first started, it was just the basics, hits and face-off and shots. What have you been tracking the last few years?
Well, now I track about 19 statistical pieces of information. So I track everything from battles won to battles lost, one-on-one, hits, face-offs, turnovers, plus-minus, face-offs, opposing shots, opposing hits. So it's about 19 different things that I do.
So you watch that live. You must have to watch it on tape again to pick up some stuff?
No, I actually just do it live. I just sit there with a notepad. I write everything on the notepad. And then in between every whistle, I transfer everything into a master sheet that I have. And then at the end of every period, I have a snapshot that I take down to the coach's room of the main points, like face-offs and battles won, so that the coaching staff sees what needs to maybe be addressed, whether it be the face-offs or whatever, for each game. So, yeah, so it's about 19 different statistical pieces of information. And then at the end of the game, I take all that information and I put it together on a spreadsheet. Every piece of information has a plus or minus. So if they won a battle, it's plus one. If they lost a battle, it's minus one. And we do an actual score for each player at the end of each game. And that gets printed off and posted in the dressing room for everybody to see.
So all the players see it.
All the players
see
it.
So, man, if you have a bad game, you're no hiding.
Yeah. I'm a popular guy when we win.
Yeah.
And maybe not such a popular guy when we lose.
Okay, that's very fair. Steve Blewett joins us. 30-plus years as a statistician. You're retired. Now, the thing that I found amazing was you're with the Edmonton Oil Kings, and you've done 71 of their 72 games. Yes. And here's the thing, though, that I found out. You don't go on the team bus. You drive yourself to Portland and Tri-Cities and Seattle and Moose Jaw and Regina. Why?
I love the game.
Okay.
And, you know, when I was, you know, the team goes, you know, on the bus and does that type of stuff.
And you're invited on the bus, I was told.
Yeah, I can go on the bus when I want to go on the bus. The bus, the team usually leaves about a day early, you know, for most road trips. But I just found that by taking the car was just a couple of things was I just wanted to make sure I got to every game. I also looked at it as an opportunity that somebody on the team would have a vehicle if something were ever to happen. So if somebody needed to, you know, ride to the hospital, if something needed to be picked up, I always wanted to be able to help out that way too. So, this has been an incredible year, doing that many games. And when I went into the year, I told Corey, I said, my goal this year, if I could do it, would be to do 70 out of the 72. So the fact that I'll be able
to do 71. Which one did you miss?
I missed a Kootenay one on our 7-game road trip that we did to the States. We started in Kootenay, finished off the U.S. road trip. But my mom was getting out of the hospital a day later after the Spokane trip.
Okay.
So I made the decision to go to Spokane to Victoria and be there when my mom got out of the hospital. Otherwise, I would have obviously done the one in Cranbrook.
Yeah, well, though mom's pretty important. Yeah. So, no, that is unreal, Steve. And over time, you've obviously seen a lot of good players, not only on the Oil Kings and in the AJHL teams that you did, but the opposing players. And kind of what have you learned? How did being a statistician maybe make you understand the game better?
Well, if I go back to the early days when I was first doing it, you were watching the game more from a spectator perspective, because you weren't maybe as busy. But as time has gone on, when you're doing the number of stats that I do, you really focus in on what happens with the play. And in the Western Hockey League, where I got a chance to sit up high in the press box, and people always used to talk about the fact that when you're up top, the game slows down. It does, which is great for guys like myself to be able to see all the stuff that I'm having to write any given time. So just seeing the change in the game has been amazing. And through the different generations, the physicality, the speed, you know, even jumping from the Alberta Junior Hockey League to the Western Hockey League. You know, I did a year of midget as well. And so I've seen, you know, different classifications of it. And so just to see the speed of the game and when you're up close and personal, it's pretty amazing. You know, I would sit, as an example, in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. I'd sit behind our bench. And when it would get down to the last minute of a game, if we needed a certain person at a faceoff, Steve would look behind the bench and say, which guy should I go with now? Who's been hot? Who's hot against who? Because I'd always have that information in my mind so that I could give him some information, say, this guy's been 6 out of 7 against this guy. This might be the guy you go with. Not necessarily who's been the best all night, but who matches up the best, particularly in a
against
key defensive or a key offensive situation.
So, and he obviously felt like you're definitely more involved
Yes.
In the game. Steve Blewett joins us over 30 years as a statistician. Retiring this year, why was now the right time for you to step away from the game?
Well, I just recently retired from work. And my wife, after 35 and a half years as a school teacher, she retired in June.
Okay.
And, you know, obviously this takes up a lot of time. Yeah. I love it. And I'm going to miss it. I know I'm going to miss it. Hopefully I can stay involved in one way or another somehow. But I just thought that it'd be nice for an opportunity to get out and explore other things in life while I still have my health, while I still have, I've been really fortunate. I've had a great support at home with my wife. And just want to try to maybe look at doing some different things. And the team is now going into, the full rebuild and whatnot. Not that that's really the major part of my decision. It's more about I thought 30 plus years, close to 35. And with the amount of games that I've done, I can't think of a better way to go out. And it's been a heck of a ride. I just absolutely loved it. And
have you been training your successor?
No, not at the moment. It'll probably take a pretty unique person, I think. Not to say, it can't be done, but it's a lot of work. And, what's really I find fascinating is what I'm in opposing buildings. And I'll get fans, other members of teams see what I do sometimes. And it's kind of a cool thing when they come and look at what you're doing and say, how can you do all that by yourself when it takes, a number of teams to have more.
Yeah,
than
like
one.
You must have had to learn how to watch the game better.
Absolutely. You watch the puck a lot, obviously. You watch the body language a lot. And you really move your eyes just like a goaltender does laterally. That's what a statistician does because you're looking left, right, center, and you're looking to try to be ahead of the play. You want to be just one step ahead where the puck's going to go and be able to see where the player's going to go with it and what's going to happen when you're doing that many pieces.
So, do you ever watch it? Like, if you watch the orders at home, are you counting stats in your head when you're watching them?
It's funny you mentioned that, Jason. Steve Hamilton and I were talking about this the other day, and I said one of the challenges that I have is that when I watch a Oilers game or any other hockey game, in my mind I'm saying, well, that's a turnover. That's a face-off win. And you're right. I start to think like that. So it's going to be interesting to see what it's like to actually sit back and be a fan of a game because when I go to a game, it's very difficult just to shut off that piece because that's what I'm used to doing
for 30 years.
Yeah.
No, I completely understand it. Is there one, having compiled all your stats over this time, is there one you found more important?
Face-offs was huge. Particularly on who's hot and who's not and who's going up against who has been a big one. But I would say probably of all the stats, if I took one that was just absolutely big, was the one-on-one battles.
Yeah.
Because as you know, the more battles you win, chances are you're going to win the game. And our stats would always show that. You know, if we were 56 to 60% battles won in a night, chances are 90% of the time we're going to win that game. Pretty well, for the most part, any stat that would show below 50% on battles won versus battles lost, chances are we probably came up on the losing end.
And a lot of times now, what would you determine or what was you, because obviously every statistician, you're going to look at a battle and you're going to decide, okay, well, this is considered a battle and this is like, what defines a battle in your work?
When you're going one-on-one with somebody, be it in the corner, and it could happen in open ice, two of you are going for the puck at the same time, who gets to the puck first? That would usually be some of my criteria for it. Not so much if there's a scrum. I'm looking carefully because maybe it ends up still being a one-on-one battle, but sometimes if it's 2-on-2 or 3-on-3, I'm not counting that as much. That's more of a team battle as opposed to a one-on-one battle. So you're really looking.
Do you mark down fights as one-on-one battles?
No, I don't. that would be a good one, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Now, outside of all this, I understand you were a ball hockey official.
I am. I have been a ball hockey official since the early 80s as well. That's correct. Yeah. I just did four games last night, matter of fact. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
How old are you, Steve?
61.
61 and you're still doing ball hockey games. And I love it.
And I umpire baseball as well, and I've been doing that since the late 70s. So
Which game do you prefer?
I love baseball.
Okay.
And I love hockey. I love them both. Baseball for me is I love
it. Like as in from an official standpoint.
From an official standpoint, it's really interesting. People ask me quite often, what's more difficult? Being a official on the ball field or a ball hockey? What's more difficult? And it's really interesting sometimes because in baseball, every pitch, you got to make a call of some kind.
Yeah.
Ball hockey, you may go a couple of minutes and not have to make anything. So it really varies, but I love both because they're both great for exercise. I love being in the game. I played baseball up to a decent level, but when I got out of playing, I wanted to stay in the game. And hockey's the same way for me. I just love sports and Right now, I'm working on my bucket list for getting to all the Major League Baseball stadiums. I want to get to every one in my lifetime. I've got 8 left on my list.
Which 8 have you gone to?
Oh, I still got to do Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's a fan. You will love that stadium.
Yeah, they were on when I was down there, and I went to Philadelphia, Boston, New York. Pittsburgh was on the road, so otherwise would have hopped over to Pittsburgh. I still got Colorado. I got to do.
Okay.
I still got to do the two in Ohio. Trying to convince my wife to go to Cincinnati and Cleveland to go see a ball game.
Oh, hey!
But I told her all the things that are pretty interesting in Cincinnati.
Yeah, come on,
Cleveland. So, but yeah, so it's you know, so I think about 8 to go is what I've got. But going so then I got to start recycling now because a lot of the ballparks that I used to go to
they're not new ones anymore. So yeah.
I'm going to knock another one off this summer when we go to Atlanta. So I'm looking forward to doing that one, and that's the brand new stadium in Atlanta. So that's going to be exciting to be able to do that one.
Well, Steve, it sounds like you're like just a passionate, diehard sports fan. And you know, to me, I wanted to have you on because I think it's amazing that you did all these 2200 games as a volunteer.
That's correct.
Right? You were not paid. You drove all the way there on your own dime. I know, and I know Steve Hamilton when he told me about your story, and I was kind of like, what? He drives there all by himself. He goes, yeah, we like him on the bus, but he likes to drive by himself. You know, it's just your dedication to the young kids, because that gives them, you know, a lot of WHL teams don't have a statistician as dedicated as you, maybe for their home game, sure, but not necessarily on the road. And that's likely probably given them more information than a lot of other teams would have had.
Yeah, it's been what's been great for me is that all the teams that I've been with have all appreciated what I've done. And I don't do it for the glory. I do it because, anytime you can give back, it's a great feeling. And when you can make a difference, and when you meet players years later, say, yeah, I remember when you just asked for me, or... And as we were talking about earlier, I just asked for your brother.
Yeah,
one
you did
time.
When he played for the Crusaders.
Exactly. So it's a great feeling from that perspective, but I get to stay in the game. And I love the game so much, and the people that you meet. And, you know, I look at the coaching staff we have with the Oil Kings, with Steve and Ryan and Randy and the whole gang and the incredible trainers and Rogi and Brian. Very, very fortunate to be around great people like that. And they've always made me feel like part of the team. That's the neat thing, because if you go on the road, but you're driving, some people think, well, are you part of the team or not? But they always go out of their way to make sure I'm part of the team. And they include me in everything when I'm in the city. They look after everything for me, and I don't have to look after everything when I get there. So I'm very grateful and very thankful for that.
Well, that is fantastic. What you mentioned, you obviously miss it a little bit. You've been doing it for 30 years. It's kind of like leaving a job a little bit. It's like, you know, one of your kids is moving out of the country and suddenly you're not going to go. I know a lot of players, when they retire, they don't go to games right away. It depends on the individual. Will you go to the Oil Kings home opener next year?
I hope to go to the Oil Kings. I've actually just recently applied to be a volunteer for the World Invictus Games.
Okay.
And to do that, it's actually in Toronto the weekend of the 23rd of September. So if I don't manage to land that, then yes, I would definitely go to the Oil Kings.
Well, that's a good excuse, but you'll be going to some of the...
Oh, I will. I absolutely...
Do you ever head out to any of the AJHL games just for fun?
Yeah, I have. Sure. I've been out to Spruce Grove, and I'm very partial to the Alberta Junior Hockey League. I just recently have signed on to be part of the Friends of the Alberta Junior Hockey League scholarship board. Which gives out scholarships to players at the Junior A and Junior B, Junior C level. And so I've just joined that this year. So, again, another way to give back to everything that has been given to me in hockey.
Well, Steve, it's fantastic. You're an inspiration, I think, to a lot of people out there who love the game of hockey. And whether you're good enough to play it at any level, you can find a way to be involved. If you had any tips for any young people, like, you know what, I'm a stats guy, I think I like it. What? If they all of a sudden wanted you, you know, because there'd be a lot of teams, you could probably just walk up to an AJHL team and say, hey, are you looking for someone to help you stats? What are you guys looking for? Here we go. Yeah. What would be the starting point to become a good statistician? What do you think you need?
Well, I think if you know, people said you need an understanding of the game. I think that helps, certainly, is to understand the game. But it's also the passion that you have to be able to do, whether it's any volunteer work that you do, be passionate about it. Get excited about it so that you look forward to it. You know, when it's minus 30 in December, do I really want to go to the rink? That type of stuff. So, I mean, I've certainly been through my fair share of snowstorms over the years, to say the least. But be passionate about it. And, you know, try to get yourself involved in understanding, a fair bit about numbers. I mean, the way things are today, I look back and now you got university classes on being, a great analytics or statistician. I say to myself, I wish those were around about 30 years ago. I might have jumped to that. I might have really enjoyed that in school, right?
Yeah.
So, but I think it's really about being passionate and not being afraid to step up the plate and say, hey, you know, this is what I like to do. Could you use some help? Because for the most part, pretty well every organization appreciates volunteers, because we all know that the volunteers are a big part of why a lot of these organizations run and are successful. So very seldom would you be turned away. So don't be afraid to step up and just ask.
Steve, congratulations on a wonderful career. 34 years as a statistician, over 2,200 games. I know you'll do your final two games in the Western Hockey League this weekend. Enjoy them. Best of luck, and best of luck in retirement and the Invictus games and everything else.
Thanks, Jason. I really appreciate it. And thanks again for having me on.
You betcha. Steve Blewett, unbelievable story. 2,200 games all as a volunteer. That is outstanding.